99 FM. I have...
This
is Ira Glass of This American Life. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I have no idea what that means. Somebody just asked me to say this.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke weed every day. Pick up a copy around Vancouver or fuck with Discorder online at discorder.com.
New phone, who be this? Don't call me if it ain't about biz. Click, we shine like a compact disc, and the flow stay raw like a Mad Max flick. Off-white, you know we invoke. Fortnite, we about to explode. We kings like Sacramento. You mess with J3, we flip the Django. My team, so fresh, so clean. We about to go in. Falling. Baby girl, I want you in those jeans. Got a saucy girl like you know me. Honey, where you be called? But you see, you gotta let me know. You, where you just a do. All I want is you. Cause it be like you, where you just a do. All I want is you. New phone, who be this? Don't come through if you ain't about this. The click Jurassic, forget the guest list. We fight for success, then flex in excess. She say, why you they look me, boy? She go see. I guess it's the way you whine and then I see. The way that you tease me, girl, you feeling me? Only you with all that heavy artillery. I know you want me, cause girl, you bad like Alani. Right from a gege to Kali. Girl, green on deck like Safari. My team. So fresh, so clean. We about to go in. I don't falling. Shorty gotta get up in those jeans. Got that sassy girl like you know me. Shorty, where you been called? Cause you see, you gotta let me know. You, where you just a do. All I want is you. Cause it be like you, where you just a do. All I want is you. New phone, you already know. Ain't dope, I don't wanna know. Yeah, so call me at the door. One more shot, I'm already gone. I'm on my little red ball. I'm on my little red body. Oh. I'm on my little jab ball. Jackie, jet body. Oh. Jump, I did dope, we make ya. Jump, I did double, we make ya. Jump, if you feeling the cruise. Jump, if you feeling the ooh. My team. So fresh, so clean. We about to go in. I don't falling. Shorty gotta get up in those jeans. Got that sassy girl like you know me. Shorty, where you been called? Cause you see, you gotta let me know. You, where you just a do. All I want is you. Cause I be like where you just a do. All I want is you.
I'm gonna do bye-bye like I'm finna. The way that you move, girl, I don't mean to lie. And baby, let me make you my Cinderella. And baby, it's you that I want for real. And baby, you bye-bye like I'm finna. The way that you move, girl, I don't mean to lie. And baby, let me make you my Cinderella. And baby, it's you that I want for real.
Good morning. It's July 25th, Thursday, here broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam and Coast Salish territory, live from the most western part of British Columbia, the Lower Mainland. I'm your host, Issa Aaron, and you are listening to Off the Beaten Path. You know, I haven't been here for like 2 weeks, and so I'm like, oh shit, I've totally forgot how I intro this show. But I didn't figure how to do it, believe me. I am here with you and you are here with me. Listen, we are like one as we begin, I guess, like the weekend sequence. You know, if you listen to the show, whether that's while you're getting your kids ready for school, maybe that's while you're getting yourself ready for school or getting yourself ready for the day, are you just getting up, brushing your teeth, washing your dirty ass from the night, or you're on the East Coast, you know, and you need a little bit of break from your morning routine or from that job that you hate, hey, tune in. I'm here with you. We got a lot of show for you, so if you don't know or you haven't noticed, maybe you have. I have missed the last 2 weeks, and so what that means is that there's 2 weeks worth of stories to talk about. Not only is it 2 weeks worth of stories to talk about, like I read the news pretty much every day, looking for interesting things that need to be brought to you. So, like, that's what I do. I think of myself as like the Brita filter in your fridge. You know that the tap water's pretty clean, but you just put it in the Brita because you just want that extra filter. You want that fresh taste, and that's what I do for the news for you. I bring you the most freshest squeeze news for you to hear because I like to think of the show as, you know, me sitting on the couch with a bunch of my friends, you know, and just listening to me talk. Because if you know me in real life, that's realistic because I can just talk. And talk and talk, but always, most of the time, good stuff. And even if we get off the path a little bit from what, like the main discussion is, don't worry. Like I can always find a way to bring it back. And so, if this is your first time listening to the show, what we do here is we like to talk a little bit about what's going on here in Vancouver, break it down to what's going on in Canada, maybe talk about what's going on in the States and all over the world. There's so many interesting stories. I was just thinking about this the other day. You know, there's over 7 billion people in the world, and it's just crazy. Your story is just one of them. And how many of the stories that you hear every day not only relate to you, but directly impact your life? There's a lot. You know, probably going to get into it very soon. Started watching The Great Hack last night. I don't know if you've seen it, the documentary on Cambridge Analytica, the data and research firm which helped sway the tide to the right-wing extremist parties that we've seen today. Yeah, we're going to get into that. But first, you know that song, if you've heard it, if you listened to the show before, that's Ade Wolf with No New Phone, Who Be This. Well, the album release party's tonight at Calabash Bistro. So get your ass down there and go support, not only just support local Vancouver music, but also just a good dude. Ade Wolf, he's a good dude. And he makes good music, so you should go check it out, him and his band, because they perform in front of a live band. So that will be tonight at Calabash Bistro. The weather will be well suited for you to get outside of it. A high of 21 today. A high of 24 tomorrow and Saturday, Sunday. Saturday for the Festival of Lights. There's so much stuff going on this weekend. You should check that out. I think it starts at 9:30 or 10 o'clock. I am not sure. But you'll be able to see it. And then that's Saturday, Wednesday, and the next Saturday. So a high of 22, 21, just a great, great day. It's funny, I remember when earlier this year, there's a tweet talking about, you know, it's Instagram, it's like random girls on random boat season. And I remember thinking about that and being like, damn, whoever wrote this tweet is a hater because they never get invited on a boat. And I understand what they mean, but when they wrote that, because like while I sail boats, like I haven't been invited on a boat to shake it to some deep house music lately. You know, that would be nice. Sorry, guys. But if you'd like to call in and be a part of the show, the number is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. I almost effed up and gave my real phone number out. That would have been a mistake. But let's just get started because I don't feel like that I can even talk about the show without, I mean, talk, do the show without talking about the Cambridge Analytica things first. First off, full disclosure, I haven't finished the documentary, so I don't actually know what happened in the end. All I know is what happened in the beginning, which was Donald Trump being elected and understanding, with a little understanding about how data works and how it was used, like I can make like some educated guesses about, you know, just what are some of the things that they can do with it to help influence and sway people. But one thing that this let me just give you the premise of the documentary. The documentary shows it follows a whistleblower, Brittany Renner. It's not Brittany Renner. I don't know if you guys know who Brittany Renner is. It's not her. So don't worry. So don't think that she's got like a bunch of jobs. And if you don't know who Brittany Renner is, you can Google her. But it's not her. It's not the other Trump you're thinking about either. Listen, this is not that. Hold on. Let me try to find it. I can't remember her last name. Kaiser. I don't know why I keep wanting to say Brittany Renner. I feel like something's wrong with my brain. Anyways, Brittany Kaiser, she's a whistleblower, a former executive of Cambridge Analytica. And so the documentary follows her as well as Jeffrey Wernick. He's another individual who is really interested in just what exactly the data that they had on him was. He's a journalist. And so what the data they had on him and how did they use that to targeted ads towards him to influence who he voted for in the election. And it profiles her because she's one of the former, she's like an interesting character, but she's one of the former employees of Cambridge Analytica, one who came and spoke out at the judiciary hearings against Mark Zuckerberg and really profiling exactly what they were doing there. She sold the services to campaigns. And one thing, there's a few things that scared me when I was watching the documentary. First off, is like you didn't even have to give up your information. So like there's so many ways. So one thing I learned is I was doing this privacy and security project where I was trying to understand how people felt about digital privacy and security. And so I learned there's all of these measures that you can do to go see just like what your online profile is. So Google has like a tool where you can go see like your locations, you know, the things that you search, the things that are targeted towards you. You can see that on Instagram and Facebook as well. You see like, you know, how they're targeted towards you. What are the types of things that they think that you'd be interested in? And so what I found out actually is that I'm like one of those people who never turns their location services on for anything except for like while in app. So like when it comes to location, they don't have very much data on me, particularly Google. It's just a lot of Google searches and things like that. But from this documentary, they show that you don't even have to be the one giving up your data. If you have a friend who gives up your data, who gives up their data, and you have a few friends who give up their data, basically they can build a profile of you because they can extract data from all of your friends, all of their friends. So like if you have a few friends who have given up their data, they can actually build what a picture of you. And so I think Cambridge Analytica boasted that they have 5,000 data points on each and every American voter in the country. And so, and like, I don't think that you should feel like you live in Canada and you are free from this mass collection of data, because this same group worked in Britain, and they worked all over they basically work all over the world, where they're just collecting data on everyone through Facebook. And so Facebook this week actually has to pay $5 billion fine. Now, I don't know where this $5 billion fine goes. Like, I would like to see that, but, you know, it is the least transparent processes. Like, I feel like those fines are absolutely non-transparent. Like, where does that money actually go? Nobody knows. But anyways, but in the documentary, they talked about how you have 5,000 data points on each person. And so they can help identify, one, if you're open to being swayed, and two, just how to sway you. And I guess one of the things that I wasn't sure of before I watched the documentary, and I've told you I'm not done watching the documentary, so I don't have the answers. And I would never tell you the answers. I always suggest that you should go find them out yourself. However, I thought it was just a data company, but they are actually a media company, because one of their early investors was Steve Bannon, so the editor of Breitbart, who basically decides what news is for his audience and makes it up. And so what they, Cambridge Analytica, not only were they using the data, but they were also creating content, paid advertising content. They were writing videos, just doing as much as possible to make sure that they came up in your eyes and were able to, maybe not you, because they didn't do this to me. The people who paid Cambridge Analytica weren't targeting people like me, because they know I was never going to vote for Donald Trump. But the Donald Trump campaign paid them to make videos, basically propaganda, to help sway in key electorate states, voters. Right. And there's a few things about it that scare me. One, is that the idea, not scare me, more help me come to the realization that, one, people are more susceptible to that type of white supremacist talk, even from the beginning. Before we imagined that our country was at this great divide, the idea that you could dog whistle people into voting for a particular candidate, it's not surprising, but it is still scary. And two, just like how little remorse this Brittany Kaiser had while being a whistleblower, she's also doing this interview. She looks like she's high on Xanax. She looks like to me. Like, I've seen people high on Xanax, and this is what she looks like. And she's doing it from Thailand and Burning Man and all of these other places where you're like, how? It even calls into question, like, how regretful or remorseful are you, you know, that you were a tool in helping to create not only discontent, malcontent here in the United States, but also abroad in the UK. And she is not that upset about it. Like, and her position, and I think it's an interesting position to take, is that people at the end of the day make their own choices about what they're going to do and who they're going to vote for. But while also understanding just how persuasive Facebook and targeted ads can be, and how these tools have been like used against you, it is one of the most fascinating parts for me. Is that, I mean, you have to watch the whole documentary. One of the most fascinating parts to me, it's not really fascinating, but it's something that you hear people talk about all the time, particularly if you are like in my sphere of Twitter, which is that this performative wokeness and white feminism is really an act in some ways, and in a lot of ways, just as harmful as this overt white supremacy that we see, because she is a woman who worked for Amnesty International and worked for the Obama campaign and talked about how these are the things that she, you know, wanted to see the change in the world, but she was understandably, I guess, you know, not seeing the type of impact in her work, where she couldn't see, you know, just how impactful her work was on the world and the future. And so what she wanted to do was have of a more concrete reach. So she just decided to cut ties with her nonprofit background and work for the Trump campaign, which I'll let you decide, like, you know, what was it all really about for this individual? But when we get back, we're going to talk a little bit about more. We're going to talk more about what's going on here in BC. And this is a lot of scary shit. I feel like this is the week, this is the kind of week that you don't want to hear about. But that doesn't mean we can't talk about it.
The world is a better place because of Kim Kardashian's empire,
Cheetos,
fleece material,
and Discorder.
It's a local independent music magazine from CITR.
Which means that we can print whatever we heckin' want.
Album and live show reviews, interviews with artists, and sweet illustrations grace our pages.
And even you, listener, can contribute.
Just visit CITR.ca/Discorder/contribute.
You can grab it around town or read it at Discorder.ca.
Forever local and forever free.
Wu-Tang said, cash rules everything around me. OJ said, cash rules negligence around me.
Cash rules negligence around me. Put a couple dreams in the seats of an Audi. Waiting for my homies who are realists and surround me. I ain't sleeping on these niggas, though I'm getting kind of drowsy. Waiting to arouse the beasts of a Sudanese warrior. Look at these wounds, how they feel the bleed over here. Legacies of a living breed of euphoria. Now wondering how dreams could just leave you for it, yeah. See, memories were just a piece of my rebuttal. A puzzle that can never be solved without my morals and every double. Making sure the day I'm born was as important as rules that they used to confine me. Chucking into heaven, devil's use of my ID. Took a couple shots in my bruise, now my face in my IV. Faith in what I see, proof in the world, not the bull from a high priest. Age of the fools, yes, it's cool to be ignorant. Soul of a militant, living my life like I got gold on my fingertip. Prone to a world that controls the significant. Look at my soul, I'm on a roll with my dividends. Checking my roots, see, I was born in Kampala. Thinking the dreams, I leave my home as a martyr. I wish my soul could be harder. Rose to the stardom, legendary status that my moms could be proud of. Yeah, that my moms could be proud of. Legendary status. So my mom should be proud of. Yeah, that my mom should be proud of. Around me, if bliss was a kiss, then I wish you could find me. Married to the game, had to pass on a dowry. Gifted many niggas ever thought they could doubt me. Coming from a past where it's hard to believe it. Sitting in a mosque being sworn to a legion. Forced to a treason, leaving thoughts on my fate for a reason. But could the world understand it, conform to a standard? Pay my respect, is a wrong to demand a refund. Keep an open mouth when I see one. Hopefully in time I could rerun the moment that my brain was conceived. Every nation was full of vegans. Mindset thinking of living like they were divas. Took a couple puffs of my reefer. Get on my level before you reach it. Taking the message of a khalifa. Messenger pushing to be a leader. Beat with the era of self-respect. So could you give me a second? Gotta catch my breath. I gotta catch my breath. I gotta catch my breath. Yeah. See, I was born from death and put in pain under pressure till my crystals met. Dizzy. I told my mama got a world to bless with me. But no one with me till my victory lap. And fate to be rapping. I tell me.
Back at Off the Beam Path here on 101.9 CITR's Vancouver's radio station. I'm your host, Issa Arian, and if you'd like to call in. I don't know. I mean, you can just call in. You can just have a conversation. It's a quick chat. You know, the number is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. And while we... I felt like it's interesting saying, like, moving on from, you know, the great hack from the documentary. One, I think that you should just watch it. You should really just understand, like, how people are collecting the data and using it, and how you – it's impossible to opt out of it. But then also, it's just like the world we live in. And there's no really moving on from it, but just we're going to do it here. You know, so if you didn't notice the other day, like me, there was thunder and lightning here in BC, and we don't normally get that. And so while, you know, it is nice to have thunder and lightning every once in a while, what we learned is that there are 10 new wildfires because of it. That sucks because as we move into August, it's like the worst part of the summer when it should be the best, because while it's hot as shit, and everybody loves when it's hot as shit in summertime, and you can go to the beach or enjoy the day. What we don't like is the smog and the smoke that might come and block the sun. Like, I just remember 2 years ago looking up in the sky, and looking up in the sky and seeing the sun, just being like, "Wow, this is what the apocalypse looks like." We have a phone call. Let's just put them on. Hey, you're on Off the Beaten Path.
What's up, Beast? This is Chicago calling. We just want to say good morning.
Hey, good morning, listeners. Hi. In Chicago.
Good, how are you? We're enjoying your show.
Great.
The insidious mess that we're in.
We're sitting down here in the American Midwest thinking about you up north.
Oh, did you watch the documentary?
No, not yet.
Oh, no.
I'm terrified to actually learn what the fuck is going on.
You know what? You know what's going on. It's trash.
Basura.
Dumpster fire.
But thank you for calling in, guys and listeners in Chicago. I think that's Eve and Brian.
You got a big crew down here.
Oh, the whole crew.
Yeah.
Whole crew. Whole Chicago office.
Well, welcome. I hope this is a great experience, because I feel like some of you guys have listened before. But for the rest of you, welcome. You're welcome.
I'm a long-time caller, first-time listener, actually. So Eve just put me onto the situation. Can we make a song request?
Yeah, make a request.
It's pretty early up there still, huh?
It's pretty early, but we do whatever the hell we want.
We want to hear you.
I don't know. Play some more of that local Vancouver flavor.
Oh, I got you. I got all of that.
Okay.
All right, we'll put it on the Sonos.
Sounds good.
Love you, Bun.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Later.
So if you listen to the show, listen, it's just like, you know, me and my friends relaxing on the couch, having a conversation. And some of the things that we like to talk about are easy wins. And there's not enough of those, whether you're at work, you know, and your boss could get, you know, just feel like an easy win, or like the government, you're just like, come on, you know, it's here, it's a layup. And so one of those was Julia Gudkova. A few weeks ago, we talked about her on the radio and her bench that she painted in Kits as a memorial to her partner who died in a motorcycle accident. And one, the bench is just a nice looking bench. But they were going to remove her painting and paint it back to the drab wood color that, I don't know, whatever the hell, I don't know what you would call a bench, what the color you call a bench, is it ugly brown? But anyways, they have decided to leave the painting up and allow her to paint the, allow her to leave the painting, and now the bench can stay beautiful. And so... it's nice when you see the government acting some common sense, because we talked a little bit about it before. Like, a lifetime bench memorial, just like one of those plaques, costs $25,000. And you can actually lease one of those plaques on a bench for 10 years for $5,000. It's so expensive just to memorialize. someone, but she decided to take into her own hands. And not only is this woman better for it, but also the park is better for it. And it's an easy win for the government. So if you, you know, you're a boss or you are, you know, a manager of some sort, or maybe you are the Prime Minister of Canada, or maybe the President of the United States. Listen, there's a lot of easy wins that you could get. You know, probably like letting kids out of cages. Easy win. Because there's just some things that you should do. And there's some things that I feel, you know, are important, particularly when we talk about Vancouver. There's three or four types of stories that dominate here, which is homelessness, drugs, housing. But in the past 2 weeks, homicide has jumped up into on our radar is important to notice. It is very interesting. So there were just two teenagers, Cam McLeod and Briar Schmegelsky, who are targets of a national manhunt because they've killed three people in the past week. If you see these people or you know these people, please turn them in. Schmegelsky is known on a gaming site, known on Steam, and him and Cam have both been pictured in Nazi regalia. That they have like Nazi swords, and there's pictures all on CBC of them. But they killed three people in northern BC and have subsequently made their way out east. There's like a national watch out for people who are going camping in northern BC or camping in rural BC and Kamloops in the interior, because that's where they believe that these people are hiding out. It is crazy because as we talk about, as you think about the Great Hoax and Cambridge Analytica, and so what it has done is it has really mobilized this crazy ass, I don't even want to say crazy because it's a lot of normal looking people, and then there's a lot of extremists who take it to the other level of this right wing. And it's not just the idea, like, so it's not just the idea of people not liking you because of you are a different race or religion or creed. Like I think about this myself, particularly when talking about racism, is that, like, you know, I don't actually give a shit if people don't like me. I think when I was in Atlanta, Georgia last week for work, I was getting out of Uber and an Uber driver called me boy. And so if you know, if you're from America, you know that that is like a slur, you know, like that. It's like, one, this is unnecessary because I'm getting out of your damn Uber and you're smoking cigarettes with the windows rolled up. It was just really weird to be in that situation. But, like, you know, call me whatever you want, bro. Just drive me where I need to. And then when I get out, you get one star. And then I email Uber and talk about, you know, why they should probably fire. It's an idea. Just you not liking me for my skin color or whatever. Just do what I need you to do. But it's never just don't like you. Like, it leads to people wearing Nazi regalia and going on killing sprees. Like, it's not just that simple. So when you look at these types of persuasive measures and the type of rhetoric that people are speaking, you know, particularly Donald Trump, it's not just isolated in the United States or in Britain. No, it's all over the world, even here in Canada. And so that type of stuff needs to be monitored and policed. I think I saw a statistic where it said there's 19 million people who identify as neo-Nazi. And that's more than the actual Nazis, which is crazy. That's like more people than the actual Nazis in 1944. So it's not just like a small problem. It's a big problem. And if you are not like actively fighting against it, then you have to come to understanding that you are silently contributing. Now, when we get back, we're going to talk about some ways that you can save the Bears, because the Bears are in trouble, and so are the Whales. And so if you are like me, you're not just worried about them for the idea that they could go extinct, but also just thinking about how they're going to come get us back.
On my mind is like a cancer, but I gotta be ready for action, never relaxing, get up and follow my passion, plot like assassins, granting my pocket is handsome, flexing like Branson, lift something, lift for my grandson, so I kick that duvet to the left, I can't be left with regrets, timely behind like the sets, we reset, every time we awake is a chance, never fret. Every threat in my face, I gillette. I'm still a cadet. I rise cause my will is my jet. Ah, now I wobble walk half awake to the shower. Put some soap in my hair, never felt better.
Look, 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 look. Even in my battery, they kinda look.
Mama, my lord, okay. Mama, my lord, okay. If you see my mommy, tell her it is okay. Oh, yeah, I was okay. Cause we got the AK. If they bring the fire, put it out like daddy's okay. Lighting up the OG, sacking up the Benji. I be my depressed, yeah, my homie on a low key. Can't look in the press. Everything is messed up. Some days can be sunny, but I feel so ugly. It can be a struggle sometimes. I just wanna pull it and blow up my mind.
Suicide creeping in my mind, but I'm too afraid. Try to take my life, so I'm steady on. Focus on my grind, gotta make the shit that could blow their mind.
Mama, Lord, look, 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 look. Even in my battery, they kinda low. Mama, Lord, look, 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 look. Even in my battery.
Dumb high I be, smoking on that green. Everyone wanna know me, but some calling me sleep. Wipe your tears on my sleeve, I know you a baby. So I wanna rock you back and forth until you gon' drink. And I know that you need me, and I know that I got it. I set it on fire, you know I am the chronic. Baby, bust it, twist it, burn it, I just wanna be a furnace. I said bust it, twist it, burn it, I just wanna be a furnace. So I'm getting on my cheeks, running on my shit. Intolerant, I still be cutting checks. Of that motherfucking milk, it's that motherfucking pay. They got the whole troop, they filling up their motherfucking.
motherfucking bag. It's that power. They be like, who that? It's that power. I tell them, baby, yeah, it's power. Baby, yeah, it's power. I'm a family man. Don't got time for the stupid plans. Don't pay mine off stupid mans. Don't get high off stupid sands. It's the way I've been. I was born from a business. She hella hated, I don't understand, I don't get it, fam. We buy the dream, but it's a scam. We stay in school, but fail exams to figure out that it's the man that holds us back.
Baby, I ain't gonna let these motherfuckers try to play me.
If they wanna waste my time, they better fucking pay me.
Figure it out, I'm in the mix. Running my mouth, talking my shit. This ain't for tricks, Roger the Rabbit. It's just a habit, smoking on cabbage.
You tuned into Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9, and you can't play Vancouver music without playing Horsepower. Shout out to her doing her thing in LA. Speaking of targeted ads, I'm on the CBC's website and I'm looking at this killer whale story. And then they have a short documentary called Devout and Out. They're here. They're queer. They're clergy, which is interesting. I'm not religious. Nor queer, but I don't know how they knew that that's something that would interest me. I would definitely watch that, like, see how do people go about that and make those types of calculations in their head. It is very interesting. I don't know if you've ever, totally off topic, but if you've ever looked into the Mormon Church or the Church of Latter-day Saints, they have like these crazy, well-produced videos, and one of them is about their creative director, who is a homosexual but never really gets to be homosexual. It's kind of sad, but very interesting. However, moving on. So one of the things that, you know, that we like to talk about here on Off the Beaten Path is the animals. Not just the animals in like a sense that we need to save the animals, but the idea that the animals are eventually going to save themselves. I watched this week a bison in Yellowstone Park throw a girl in the air about 9 feet. Might be one of the funniest videos. Not because she got thrown 9 feet, but just because of the way her parents just ran away and left her there exposed. I would say not one of my favorite movies, but a movie I really like to watch is called La Force Mayor. It's like a Swedish movie about an avalanche, and not just about the avalanche, but like the family dynamics of how the dad runs away, and then everything that happens after that, and like, you know, with his family because they're on vacation, and he runs away from the avalanche and leaves his family there presumably to die. But if you watch this video with the bison, she. Her parents run away and she's there screaming and gets tossed. It's hilarious because little kids can get tossed in the air and like fall down. Like, it's okay. Me, if I got tossed 9 feet in the air and fell down, I'm definitely breaking at least 3 or 4 bones. At least. And maybe a concussion. Like, I don't know what it is, but sometimes when I smoke weed, I have this innate fear that my teeth are going to get knocked out. I don't know if they're directly correlated, but a lot of the times I'm riding my bike without a helmet. It's probably not the safest thing. But just the idea that, like, one day something's going to hit me in the mouth and knock my teeth out, and I'm just always ready for it. And I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but I do think that it'll prevent me from getting my teeth knocked out. Anyways, back to the animals. So, the animals one day are going to rise back up, and they are going to come back and get us for all of the harm that we have caused and all of the land that we have encroached upon. And so here in BC, if you don't know, that this is not only unceded Musqueam and Coast Salish territory, but it is also land which used to belong to black bears and grizzly bears. And so what you see, especially out in Coquitlam and in like eastern part of Vancouver, it's like Chilliwack and Abbotsford, is you see a lot of bears just like out and about and like out doing their thing. And sometimes they're in just like, you know, out amongst people. And so in the past 2 weeks, there have been two bears put down already. One bear was trapped basically in a parking lot by people taking pictures of it. And then another bear tried to break into a restaurant and knock down a camper van. And so both of those bears were euthanized. And so there's a third bear on the loose. And I hope he gets away or she gets away, because once they find the bear, they're going to euthanize him or her. I don't know if it's... So the bear climbed into a Coquitlam home and went through the people's kitchen. The woman and her baby were trapped inside the home while the young bear broke through the back door and ransacked the house for food. The bear also came back a second time to get more food. And so they talked about how hard it was to get the bear to leave, because the bear seemingly is unafraid of humans. And when they catch him, they're going to euthanize him. And I'd say, like, I feel like there's got to be like a better way that we can find to live amongst these gentle giants. So can I say gentle giants as someone who's only seen a bear, like has never like encountered one where I had to like, you know, blow a whistle or fight back the bear? Not a position I'd like to be in, but if it happens, I mean, I feel like I talk a lot of, I talk with a lot of confidence about what I would do, you know, in these situations, but probably the only thing you probably do is die. But, and I feel like that is a, like, if you're going to die, all of the ways you can die, going out with the bear doesn't seem like the worst one. Maybe in the moment might be worse, but, you know, in 100 years from now, everybody I know and everybody they ever know will be dead. So at least, you know, a cool story. Because, like, I used to, not something I used to think about a lot, but, I mean, you think about your mortality, particularly as you get older, and you're like, you know, what is it that I want to leave? And not only what you want to leave, what you are going to leave. Like, I think one of the most fascinating things about 2019 and Donald Trump being president, I feel like, which is the most benign thing, is that, like, do you think that this is something that he envisioned for his life, you know, 30, 40 years ago, that this is where it would end up, you know, being the leader of the modern day Nazi party? Like, I can't imagine that is anybody's. I just, maybe because these are not the type of circles that I hang around with, you know, that this is something that people are thinking about. However, you have to understand that this is a man who hangs around with Jeffrey Epstein, and who's you know, a kid trafficker and sex trafficker. You know, it's really amazing the type of shit that we've let Donald Trump get away with, and are going to continue to let him get away with. But just the idea that, like, when he dies, somebody somewhere is going to put a statue up, and they're going to remember him for a long and long, long after probably all of us are dead. And what are they going to say about this time period? I just find, you know, just be very incredibly interesting. I wish I could go in the future and look back at the past, but the past being now. I promise you, I'm sober right now. Anyways, so another animals that I feel like are going to come back and kill us eventually are the killer whales. And so an 18-year-old killer whale was killed just this past week after he was hit by a commercial vessel. And his name was Double Stuff, which I feel like is what a name for a killer whale. Rest in peace, Double Stuff. Like, I feel like if you are going to name that, whoever named it, let's get some claps for you, because that's a great name for it. Especially when you think about it, it's like, oh, it's like an Oreo. Maybe he's got like more white on it than a normal Oreo, than a normal killer whale. Wow, what a great name. I can't wait till I get like a horse. It's like black and white. I'm gonna name Double Stuff just out of respect for this whale who died. But what we know is that they are trying to find ways to not kill more killer whales with more commercial vessels. And probably one of those things to do would be to not have more tankers go up Howe Sound. And that's what we are, exactly what we're going to do, because these scientists do not, I mean, these capitalists don't care about science and they don't care about the whales. And it's only a matter of time before they figure out how to make it back and do some real damage to us. Like, I saw a killer video. I'm always, like, I watch a lot of Twitter videos, particularly a lot of Twitter videos with animals involved. And so I saw just the other day, killer whales eating ducks. And I didn't know that they did that. I didn't know killer whales ate ducks. And, like, I'm sure you're listening right now and you're like, that's not true. Killer whales don't eat ducks. Google it. I promise you. When you find out and you see it, you're going to be just as shocked as I was. And when we come back, we're going to move on into some national news and really trying to there's a lot of interesting stories. One about In-N-Out Burger, and two, just about how there are some things that people should just let go.
Yellow tinted lenses in a pink gelato. Falling out the window, hit me back tomorrow. Will always be the one tough fact to follow. Cause we aiming for the stars with a pointing hollow. Feeling these songs, mocking jokes and cuddles. Started this job selling rocks and arms. Cause they only swipe right if you fuck for follows. Welcome to the days of the broken shadow. But if we just smoke, light me up. Through your thoughts like a broken promise. In it for the monetary growth of power. But we divided at the bottom of this whiskey sour. So leave it on the table with your heart and bother. Tell me if you mean it, baby, who's the father? Stories of a land we divide and conquer. You really showing me the meaning of a losing offer. But if we just spoke. Like me mentor. Would you reference the
Sometimes when I look up at the time and I'm like, holy shit, how did 55 minutes just fly by like that? I talk entirely an absolutely perfect amount. And thank you all for listening, because honestly, in the last like 5 minutes, there's so much crazy shit. So first off, is very interesting. So there was a interview with Howard Stern, and Donald Trump says he pitched a... So I don't know if you know Donald Trump, who is. He's the president of the United States, but he also was... you know, he had a reality TV show called The Apprentice. And one time he pitched a whites versus black season on The Apprentice, which I think is crazy. Just, could you imagine just walking through your life and literally nothing that you do is off limits? Like, there's nothing that you couldn't do that would be spun into somehow being positive for you. And, like, maybe not positive for you, but, like, there was basically no consequence to any action. So, like, Al Franken, he was a senator. And he was forced to resign under sexual assault allegations, and some pictures surfaced of him allegedly sexually assaulting this woman. And rightfully so, they called for his resignation, and he resigned. 2 years later, 23 women have accused the president, Donald Trump, of rape, and nothing happened. Kids dying at the border. People in modern day concentration camps. You see like hundreds of people stuffed in, you know, these open air tents. You know, people saying they want help. Locking up American citizens. People wanting to leave. Nothing. Nothing happens. It is crazy. I could just not imagine that level. I don't even want to be, I would say that freedom. I wouldn't even want to be that free. It doesn't make any sense why anybody would want that. However, one man who is not free today is a man who crashed into a police car with 600 pounds of methamphetamine in his car. There's a video of it on the Twitter if you'd like to see it. Just crazy how, one, you could have $140 million worth of meth in a truck. And then also, how you could crash it into a police car. I guess you must have smoked some of that meth. But if you're selling meth, would you trust a driver who also smokes meth? You probably shouldn't, but good thing for Australian police, because that's probably the easiest, cheapest drug bust that they've ever had to make. Last but not least, if you're going on vacation to Central or South America or maybe the Caribbean, maybe you should bring your own alcohol, because me and my friends talked about this in Dominican Republic. There's been over 10 deaths of people dying from fake alcohol. Well, Dominican Republic is not the only place where they do that. In Costa Rica, it has been found that counterfeit alcohol tainted with methanol has been the cause of over almost 19 deaths. 14 men and 5 women ranging from 32 to 72 have died from methanol poisoning since June. And the government has confiscated around 30,000 bottles of brands of suspected to be tainted. Methanol is a chemical frequently used in antifreeze. Similar situation happened in India when 154 people died because of fake moonshine. So the symptoms include headaches, dizziness, blindness and death. So headaches and dizziness is something that maybe you are trying to, you know, that's like a normal alcohol symptom, but blindness and death is not. So if you have been to Costa Rica or you're going to the Dominican Republic or maybe you're going to any of these other places, you might want to stop at duty free on your way and bring your own booze. Or don't drink at all, you know, and just enjoy the beautiful weather. Thank you. We do this every Thursday from 7 to 8.